It is 22 to 6, and it has long been thought women experience pain at greater levels than men, and that men are tougher and they have higher pain tolerance. But how true is that? To discuss this, welcome Melanie McAuliffe, physiotherapist, sports science, and pain expert. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Kim. How are you?
I am well. Thank you for joining me. And you're going to be doing this each Friday. So what a topic to kick off with, the ultimate battle of the sexes.
It is. It is. How long has it been that it's always been the women are the weaker sex and that men are tougher? However, this may not be true.
Ooh.
All right. Bad science and poor comparisons have actually led us to believe in this. And we've said it for too long because there's a bit more information out there at the moment, Kim.
I see. I love the way you're saying it. It's almost like you're angry.
I'm not saying who I am or...
It's bad science. And you can now go to your room.
I know. And it actually is something that's so fun because I hear about it all the time in my practice where people are coming in going, I've got a high pain tolerance, but men and women, this has been a long held fight. So it's about time to get some truth out there.
Look, I know it is almost knockoff time, but I want to ask you the big question. What is pain?
Okay, pain is actually considered to be a biopsychosocial experience. There's a big word for you. And what it means basically is there is a biological component which involves nerves and your body's chemical processes. Then there is a psychological component, which is basically how your brain is processing the information that's coming in about your experience. But this is all also affected by our upbringing, our beliefs and the environment that they were actually in. So it's a combination of all three.
Wow. So do you have examples of how men and women deal with pain differently?
Oh, there are many examples, Kim, but let's look at basically the evidence of why we've come up with these different ideas about men and women being so fundamentally different. Okay, first of all, we do know there's hormones, and hormones do affect your pain responses. Estrogen in women does heighten pain sensitivity, and the monthly hormonal fluctuations do affect things, and as many women would say, don't wax your legs when you're ovulating, because there is some truth that it feels different.
Wow!
But this does,
that's a fun fact.
It's a fun fact, but a true fact. And many other people would certainly know when other people are ovulating and saying that they're going through pain as well. But that's a completely different topic. We're actually talking about pain tolerance. So what we're going to look at is that but recent study of males, including just human males and male mice, indicated that they are actually more sensitive to pain when the pain happens in an environment that they've experienced pain in before. And this did not happen with women one single bit. And they thought that's actually related to testosterone. So even when they actually decided to reduce the production of testosterone in those men, all of a sudden things changed. So both of us, like the males and the females, both have hormonal reasons why their pain can be quite different.
Is there muscle memory when it comes to pain?
There is muscle memory when it comes to pain, and what actually happens is that you can get a circuit where your chemistry and also your brain's perception of what's actually going to happen will help you to tighten up. It's almost like when you know something's going to happen, people talk about they clench their jaws, they do all sorts of stuff like that, because it's often got to do with an experience that you had before, so immediately you to default to that behaviour.
What about when you screw your eyes up when you're about to have a, and squish your face when you're about to have a needle?
Actually, that's a really interesting one because they've done some studies and they've proven that if you do wiggle your toes, people report that they actually have less pain from the experience.
True story.
You've ever heard? Yeah. When you get people to say wiggle your toes while that's actually happening, it does. And it does actually, and a lot of people have that response of less in pain. But that in itself is a really interesting one because this is where men and women fundamentally, from a cultural point of view, can also be different when it comes to pain. When I said earlier on that bad science leads to a bad rap for women a lot of the time, it's because women are generally trained or groomed to report pain more readily. And that's either because they're used to body changes or periods a month, etc. But quite often it's the woman that acts as a carer for someone else. So it's your job to report what's going on with their illness. So they're a lot better at actually reporting the experience. And when they do scientific discoveries and to get the results, they go, please report your pain. Women often report it better than men.
So maybe the scale of 1 to 10.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. And that's got to do with your pain experience. The more experience that you have in enduring things, the larger your mental scale of what 1 to 10 actually looks like.
All right, couple more questions. I've been lucky enough to experience childbirth. It is extremely painful. And at the time, and I have only given birth to one child, and at the time you always say, oh, I'm never going back and doing that. I didn't, but it wasn't because of the pain. But people go back time and time again. So what? It is painful. Why do you put yourself through it again? It's worth it.
It's a really, really great question. And one of the reasons why they think so is because your brain sort of gets smudged of the memory when you get the flooding in of beautiful hormones like oxytocin, which is the love hormone and helps with breastfeeding and stuff, so that you actually really can't remember what it's like. But the funny thing is that if you ask women while they're having labor, like they're in labor, quite often they go, oh, yes, this was like last time.
Get it out.
Nope, there's some evidence that that's actually what happens, that you do. And this has to happen from an evolutionary point of view, where it's like, really? Would you go back and do it again? Probably not. But if you've forgotten what it's like, you might give it another go.
And the reward is great. Final question. I've often heard this debated between men and women. Blokes will tell a woman that hemorrhoids are more painful than childbirth.
Yes.
have you heard that? And can you give us some sort of official answer or scientific answer?
It is very unlikely, because a hemorrhoid is generally a small vein that has basically just given way, where it's not quite the same as something a couple of kilos going through a passage that is, you know, a lot smaller. But men are probably saying it's around the same area, so there must be some similarity. So bully for them for considering the women at all.
Well,
they do think that passing a kidney stone is
yes.
more further up there.
Oh, yep. That would hurt. Yep. And Brett from the Northwest has just texted to say man flu is more painful. No, he doesn't say that. I've left a crucial part of that text out. They say that man flu is more painful than childbirth. No, nothing is, Brett. Let's just...
I think it certainly is for the woman when a man has man flu. There's absolutely no doubt about that. But on a final note, this one's really interesting. They've actually found that because memory is so closely associated with pain, that people that have had chronic intractable pain that couldn't be treated has been completely resolved when they've had an accident that's caused amnesia.
Oh, you're fascinating. No wonder we're chatting to you every Friday. Thank you so much for our chat today, and look forward to next week.
Lovely, Kim. Thanks very much.
Cheers for that.